भद्रं कर्णे शृणुयाम देवाः भद्रं पश्ये माक्षभिर्यजत्राः स्थिरैरङ्गैः सुष्टुवागुंसस्तनूभिः व्यशेम देवहितं यदायुः स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति नः पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नस्तार्क्ष्यो अरिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
Today I will give you the summary of the Mundakopanishad. This Mundakopanishad belongs to the Atharvana Veda. In this Upanishad, there are three chapters. Each chapter has got two sections. The chapter is called Mundakam. In this Upanishad, the chapter is called Mundaka. The section is called Khandaha. Khandaha. In this first chapter, first section, there are 9 mantras. There are 9 mantras. Mantra number 1 and 2, Brahma Devanam Prathama Sambhavuva. First mantra begins. And the second mantra, Atharvaneya Pravadeta Brahma. These two mantras tells us how the teaching has come from the beginning, from Brahmaji. And it tells us the Guru Parampara. From father to son or Guru to Shishya, it has come. And another significant point we have to note, this teaching has been given by the Gurus only. That means this self-knowledge is available, possible only through the Guru. We have to understand. So Guru Upadesha is very, very important, these mantras tells us. The third mantra, Shaunako Havai Mahashalaha Angirasam Vidhivat Upasanna Papraccha. The third mantra tells, Shaunakaha approaches Angiras, the Acharya, and asks the question, by knowing which everything is known, is there such a thing that I want to know? He asks, Kasminnu bhagavo vijnate sarvamidam vijnatam bhavati. Then further, Guru answers, there are two vidyas, paravidya and aparavidya. These vidyas to be known, that paravidya is called akshara vidya. And Guru tells, these two vidyas are there, said by our wise people. He tells, paravidya and aparavidya. Paravidya means spiritual science. Aparavidya means materialistic science. These two sciences, Brahma Vidaha Vadanti. They are there, the wise people say. Then in the fifth mantra, he tells about the aparavidya. They are all Rigvedaha, Yajurvedaha, Samavedaha, Atharvanaveda, Siksha, Kalpam, Vyakaranam, Chandas, Niruktam, Jyotisham. All come under aparavidya, materialistic science. These are all come under materialistic science. In the same mantra, fifth mantra, last line, Atha parayaya tadaksharam adhigamyate. There is paravidya that is called aksharavidya. Paravidya is called aksharavidya. What is paravidya? What is aksharam? The definition has been given in the sixth mantra. Brahma Lakshana mantra, very very important mantra. Yatta dadresham agrahyam agotram avarnam achakshusrotram tadapanipadam. This mantra tells us the nature of Brahman. Brahman is eternal, all pervading, very subtle. It has no declension. It has no legs and hands. You cannot grasp it. You cannot see with your eyes. You cannot catch with your hand. You cannot hear through your eyes, hear through your ears. So, he tells, Bhuta yonim paripashyanti dhiraha. Wise people see this Brahman, understand this Brahman in their own heart. Bhuta yonim, in all beings they see, in their own heart also they recognize. And the seventh mantra tells, Brahman, even though Brahman is not aksharam, Brahman is not having legs and hands, still the Brahman is the cause for this creation. Creates this whole creation. Seventh mantra, very very important mantra. Srishti Prakriya comes here. Srishti Prakriya. And gives three examples in the same mantra. Yathornanabhi srujate grinhate cha. Just as the spider creates the universe, spider creates its universe. What is its universe? Its house. That is the universe. So it creates itself, that web. Similarly, Brahman brings out the whole universe from itself. That is the first example. Second example, Yatha prithivyam oshadhayah sambhavanti. From the earth, all these aushadhis has come. Similarly, from Brahman, the whole creation has come. The third example, Satah purushat kesha lomani. Just as the hair comes out of the human body, similarly, Brahman is the cause ఫర్ ద క్రియేషన్ ఫ్రమ్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఓన్లీ దిస్ కమ్స్. తథా అక్షరాత్ ఫ్రమ్ బ్రహ్మన్ అని అర్థం. సంభవతి ఇహ విశ్వం, ఇహ విశ్వం సంభవతి, దిస్ యూనివర్స్ కమ్స్ బై దీస్ త్రీ ఎగ్జాంపుల్స్. దిస్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ మంత్ర, సెవెంత్ మంత్ర ఓవర్. దెన్ ఎయిత్ మంత్ర, ద ఆర్డర్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ క్రియేషన్ హి టెల్స్. ద అంగిరస్ టెల్స్ టు శౌనక, తపసా చీయతే బ్రహ్మ తతః అన్నం అభిజాయతే. దెర్ ఈస్ అన్ ఆర్డర్ ఇన్ ద క్రియేషన్. ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ అ హెపజార్డ్లీ యాక్సిడెంటల్లీ హ్యాపెన్స్. సృష్టి క్రమ ఈజ్ దేర్, పద్ధతి ఈజ్ దేర్. ఈ టెల్స్ ఇన్ ద ఎయిత్ మంత్ర. దెన్ నైన్త్ మంత్ర టెల్స్, యహ సర్వజ్ఞ సర్వవిత్ యస్య జ్ఞానమయం తపః. ఫ్రమ్ ద సిక్స్త్ మంత్ర ఆన్వర్డ్స్ వాట్ ఎవర్ సెడ్ అబౌట్ బ్రహ్మ లక్షణం, ద హోల్ థింగ్ ఈజ్ అగైన్ గివ్ సమ్మర్ ఇన్ వన్ మంత్ర. తస్మాత్ ఏతత్ బ్రహ్మ నామ, దిస్ అక్షరం name is called Brahman. From this only everything has come into existence. This is called Paravidya. Akshara Vidya is called Paravidya, from which aksharam everything has coming into existence. So with this first chapter, first section is over. Now we have to see that second section of the first chapter. First Mundaka, second section, Khanda. In this Apara Vidya Karma Kanda glory begins with that mantra. Total 13 mantras are there in this chapter. In this Khanda section, in the previous section we saw Paravidya, how the Srishti Krama comes from Brahman. Now the Aparavidya Angiras reveals to Shaunaka. In the first mantra, how this Aparavidya helps. Aparavidya means karma anushthanam. Aparavidya means karma anushthanam. How it helps for a person, is a samsari, for an ajnani, helps it to go to the higher lokas. So, tadetat satyam mantreshu karmani kavayaha. Rishis tells, this karma anushthanam is very very important. In three Vedas, tretayam bahudha santatani, there are plenty of rituals mentioned in the Purva Bhaga of Veda. Rituals have pointed out in the Purva Bhaga of Veda. Veda Vihita Karmas one should follow. One should put into practice. Sukrutasya Loke. Why they have to put into practice? To get Sukruta Loka, higher Lokas. Sukruta Loka means Swarga Loka. And how to perform also, from second mantra it tells, rituals to be performed, how they have to be performed. Yada lelayate hyachihi. And the second mantra tells, one has to offer the oblations when the fire kindled properly. When the smoke is coming, you are not supposed to offer anything in the homa. When the fire, the conflagration comes, rises too high, that time only you have to offer. Then only you will get the full benefit. That is the advantage. Tada adya bhagava antarena. You have to put in the middle of that fire. This mantra tells, in the third mantra tells, that rituals called Darsya Purnamasam, Atithi Puja, very important, one has to follow in the Karma Kanda. If they don't follow these rituals, they won't give much benefit. Any other rituals also won't have much benefit. Nishprayojanam in artham, useless in artham. So there are rules and regulations, conditions. So many things are there in Karma Kanda. That is what said in the third mantra. Then fourth mantra tells about the description of the Agnihotram. Agni Deva. The Agni Deva's Sapta Jivhas, seven tongues he is having. See the significance. When the fire is properly kindled, you have to offer. Then only that Agni Devata have the seven tongues keep outside. Then only that whatever you offer, he can enjoy. Just as your child. When why terandum bodhu, you have to give food. Why mood irukkum bodhu kudutha enna prayojanam? Ulla poguma? Pohadu. That's why you show a kaattu, a kaattu. A kaattunakku appuram dhaan you keep inside. Then, அதே மாதிரி அக்னி தேவதா ஆல்சோ ஒன்ஸ் யூ கிண்டில் ப்ராப்பர்லி ஒன்லி அக்னி தேவதா ஓப்பன் த மவுத் அண்ட் ஃபைவ் டங்ஸ் ஹி கீப்ஸ் அவுட் சைட் தென் யூ ஆஃபர் அக்னி தேவதா என்ஜாய் அக்னி தேவதா என்ஜாய் மீன்ஸ் வாட் அக்னி தேவதா கேரீஸ் திஸ் ரிச்சுவல்ஸ் வாட் எவர் ஆப்ளேஷன்ஸ் யூ ஹேவ் கிவன் தீஸ் டு த கரஸ்பாண்டிங் தேவதாஸ் கொரியர் சர்வீஸ்னோ யூ ஹேவ் டு புட் இன் த பாக்ஸ் அக்னி தேவதா இந்த மவுத் யூ ஹேவ் டு புட் So Agni Devata will take to that exact place and gives in return the phalam, Sukruta Loka phalam. Why people are not getting phalam? Because they are not doing properly. That's why I told you. Understand? Pannina ritual is sariya pannanu. Arakkuraya pannakudadu. Manasu poornamaga vekkamale pannina therinju poyidum devathukku theriyadha enna? Eppadi endha maadhiri manasoda pandreenga neenga? Adhaan chinna ritual panna kuda மனசு நெறிஞ்சு அப்படியே பூரணமாக ஆனந்தமாக பண்ணணும் அதுக்கு தான் இந்த காளி கராளி ச மனோஜவாச்சா சுலோஹிதா சுதூம்பிர வர்ணாக சுலிங்கினி விஸ்வருச்சீச்ச தேவி லேலாயமானா இது சப்த ஜிஹ்வாஹ அக்னி தேவதா டங்ஸ் பாருங்க எத்தனை கலர் எல்லாம் டிஸ்கிரிப்ஷன் பண்ணுறான் ப்ளூ கலர் பிளாக் கலர் ரெட் கலர் எல்லாமே அந்த ஃபயர் ஹவ் யூ சீன் தட் கலர்ஸ் இன் த ஃபயர் ஈச் கலர் இஸ் ஒன் ஒன் டங் Like that. Then fifth mantra tells what this Agni Devata does. Whatever he has taken that oblations, these will go to that through Surya Rasmi. Eteshu Estarate Bhajamaneshu Yathakalam Cha Ahutayaha Adadayan நயந்தி ஏதாக சூரியஸ்ய ரஷ்மயா வாட் எவர் யூ ஆஃபர் இன் ஆபிலேஷன்ஸ் வி ஆர் திங்கிங் தே ஆர் வேஸ்ட் தேர் ஆல் புட்டிங் இன் ஹோமகுண்டா வேதா சேஸ் அதர்வண வேதா டெல்ஸ் தி சூரிய ரஷ்மி த சன் ரேசஸ் வில் டேக் ஆல் தீஸ் திங்ஸ் நயந்தே தே ஆல் கண்ணுக்கு தெரியாது பட் தே வில் டேக் தட்ஸ் எ பிரமாணம் சாஸ்திர பிரமாணம் வி ஹாவ் ஃபெய்த் ஸோ சூரியஸ்ய ரஷ்மயா வேர் தே வில் டேக் பதி ஏக அதிவாசா டு இந்திரலோக ஸ்வர்கலோக தே வில் டேக் த்ரூ த சூரிய ரஷ்மி த சூரிய பகவான் த்ரூ ஹிஸ் ரேசஸ் டேக்ஸ் ஆல் இஸ் ஆப்ரேஷன் டு ஸ்வர்கலோக நெக்ஸ்ட் மந்த்ரா டெல்ஸ் இந்த சிக்ஸ்த் மந்த்ரா ஒன்ஸ் தீஸ் ஆப்ரேஷன்ஸ் ஹவ் ரீச்ட் தேர் When this person, Upasaka, who has done rituals and all, Karma Kandi, that person, when he leaves the body, so he has done Punya Karma. Lot of rituals he has done with Shraddha Bhakti. So, in Indra Loka, they invite this person with the red carpet. They put the red carpet throughout the way and put flowers and agarbatti and make the whole road clean and neat, like ministers varambodhu pandrangale. அந்த மாதிரி ஸோ நைஸ்லி தே வில் வெல்கம் ஹிம் ஏ ஹே ஹீதி தம் ஆகுதயா சுவர்ச்சசா சூரியஸ்ய ரஷ்மயா யாஜமானம் எஜமானம் வஹந்தி திஸ் எஜமான who did rituals will be welcomed by those Surya Rashmis. The sun raises. Devatas, they are Devatas. Priyam Vacham Abhivadanti, they will speak nice words. You are well done. You, we heard about your rituals. Wonderfully you have done. You are deserved to enter into Swargaloka. Please come, they ask this person. Enna sandoshama irukku. நம்ம ஒரு இடத்துக்கு போனான்னா பீப்புள் ஷுட் இன்வைட் அஸ் நோபடி இஸ் தேர் டு இன்வைட் அஸ் டோர் இஸ் க்ளோஸ்டு எப்படி இருக்கும் ப்ளீஸ் கம் சொன்னால் நமக்கு ஒரு சந்தோஷம் இருக்கும் இல்லையா ஸோ அதே மாதிரி எஜமானம் சூரிய ரஷ்மயா வஹந்தி அண்ட் தே டெல்ஸ் புண்ணியா சுக்ரதா பிரம்மலோகா யூ ஆர் டிசர்வ்ட் ஃபார் திஸ் ஸ்வர்கலோகா சுக்ருதலோகா பிகாஸ் யூ ஹவ் டன் லாட் ஆஃப் புண்ணிய Then seventh mantra begins here. The karma kanda glorification over. If you do punya karmas, you will go to swargaloka. Now limitations of karma kanda here. Angiras tells, "Plavahyete adhrida yajna rupaha." These are all rituals are limited. And they will not help for the person to cross over this samsara. They are mudhaha. They think this is ultimate. What will happen when their punya has over? They will come back. The jara mrityum punareva api yanti. Again they will come into this body. Again this is again old age again. புனரபி ஜனனம் புனரபி மரணம் see the limitation of this karma இந்த ரெட் கார்பெட்டுக்கு ஆசைப்பட்டு அங்கே போய் வந்த திருப்பி இங்கே வர வேண்டியதா therefore these people they spend their whole time in karma kanda அவித்யாயாம் அந்தரே வர்த்தமானாக in ignorance they spend their whole energy in performing rituals to go to higher lokas to get punyana And they think they are great. Swayandhiraha. We are great intelligent people. They think we are well educated. Panditam manyamanaha. And it is like a blind person leading another blind person. Madri. Janghanyamanaha. Pariyanti mudhaha. Andhenaiva niyamanaha. Blind person, how can he lead? He is already blind. And lead the other blind person. Another blind person do not know where he is going. All ajnanis, karma kandis like that. Upanishad tells, Angiras tells to Shaunaka. So, in the ninth mantra, also same thing, Vayam kritarthaha, avidyayam bahudha vartamanaha. So many types of rituals are there. Keeping you always in the ajnana. They are all balaha. So, china lokaha kshavante. They may go to even lower lokas. Because that punya is exhausted in swarga loka. The last, next sanchitam, what is there? Who do not know? They may go to even lower lokas. Lower lokas and enna karpam uchi enardam. Tenth shloka mantra tells ishtapurtam manyamanaha varishtam na anyashreyaha vedayante pramudhaha tenth mantra says shrauta karma smarta karma these people the mudhas they never get that parama purushartha sadhanam moksha therefore these people will enter into the wombs of the birds and animals these jivas but there are some people 11th mantra tells vanaprastha ashrama they take not karma kanda but upasana they do upasana meditation contemplation tapashraddheye yavasante aranye upavasante aranyena these people with tapas shraddha They go to Aranya and do meditation, upasana. அண்ட் தே டேக் ஃபுட் ஃப்ரம் அவுட் சைடு. பைக்ஷரியாம் சரந்தா தீஸ் உபாசகா சூரியத்வாரேண, இதை கிரமமுக்தி. தே விரஜாக பிரயாந்தி, தே வில் என்டர் இன் டு பிரம்மலோகா, தேர் தே வில் கெட் த நாலெட்ஜ். உபாசகா, சீ த டிஃபரன்ஸ். இதே தான் பகவத்கீதையில் பகவான் சொல்றார், புரியுறத கனெக்ஷன். ஸோ எத்த அமிர்தா ச புருஷா அவ்யயாத்மா. அங்கே போனதுக்கப்புறம் தர்சுடே தர்சுடே கிளாஸ், தர்சுடேனா எவ்ரிடே எவ்ரிடே கிளாஸ். அங்கேயும் போய் படிக்க வேண்டும், இங்கே படிக்கக்கூடாதோ? இங்கே படிக்க மாட்டேன், என்ன பண்ணுறது, கிளாஸுக்கு வாங்கன்னு சொன்னேன் வரமாட்டான். ஸோ டூ டைப்ஸ் ஆஃப் பீப்புள், கர்மகாண்டின்ஸ் தே கோ டு ஸ்வர்கா, தே வில் கம் பேக். உபாசகா கோ டு பிரம்மலோகா அண்ட் ஸ்டடி தேர் அண்ட் கெட் கிரமமுக்தி. இதெல்லாம் சாஸ்திர டெல்ஸ், சாஸ்திர பிரமாணம். பட் வேற சம் இன்டெலிஜென்ட் பீப்புள் லைக் யூ, பரீட்ச லோகான் கர்மஜிதான் பிராமணா நிர்வேதம் ஆயாத். எனக்கு வேண்டாப்பா, எனக்கு ஸ்வர்கலோகமும் வேண்டாம், பிரம்மலோகமும் வேண்டாம், ஐ வாண்ட் டு கெட் மோக்ஷா ஹியர் நவ் இட் செல்ஃப். ஸோ நிர்வேதம் ஆயாத்னா தத் விஜானார்த்தம் ச குருமேவாபிகச்சேத், வெரி வெரி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் மந்த்ரா. ஸோ திஸ் இன்டெலிஜென்ட் பர்சன், இன்டெலிஜென்ட் பீப்புள், தீஸ் இன்டெலிஜென்ட் ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸ் லைக் மை ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸ், வாட் தே டூ, தே வில் ரினவுன்ஸ் த ஹோல் வேர்ல்ட்லி என்டேங்கிள்மெண்ட்ஸ். Just they do their duties, but their mind is only for moksha, self-knowledge. They want PHS here itself. So they approach a guru, Shrotriyam Brahmanishtam, and they ask for knowledge. Tasmai vidvan upasannaya samyak prashanta chittaya. Once this mature, informed student approach that Shrotriya Brahmanishta guru, what guru says? Guru has to teach. Such a student comes, guru has to teach. Yenakshram purusham veda satyam, 13th mantra. Brahma vidyam tattvataha provacha. Saha guruhu uvachan. The brahma vidya, he teaches tattvataha, means properly. He teaches. Now you see, this is the second section, Karma Kandins, Upasakas and Jeevan Muktas. Here, Mumukshus. So, which category you are? Third category. With this, first chapter, second section over. Now, the second chapter, first section, it talks about the Virat Swarupam, how this Aksharam Brahma is the cause for this universe. Tadetat satyam yatha sudiptat pavakat. Just as from the fire the flames come, similarly from the Brahman the whole creation has come in the different forms. அக்ஷராத், ஃப்ரம் த அக்ஷரம் பிரம்மா, ஃபஸ்ட் மந்திர. த்விதீய முண்டகே பிரதம கண்டா, செகண்ட் சாப்டர் ஃபஸ்ட் செக்ஷன். ஸோ பிரஜாயந்தே தத்ர தத்ர தத்ரன், தென் பார்ன் ஃப்ரம் த அக்ஷரம் பிரம்மா. ஹே சௌம்ய, தூங்குறாயோ? தூங்காதே, கண்டினியூ ஸ்டடினா. ஸோ குரு டெல்ஸ், ஹே சோம்யா, மை டியர் ஸ்டூடெண்ட், ஃப்ரம் திஸ் அக்ஷரம் பிரம்மா ஓன்லி திஸ் ஹோல் கிரியேஷன் ஹேஸ் கம். தட் ஹோல் கிரியேஷன் ஹீ எக்ஸ்பிளைன்ஸ் இன் த செகண்ட் மந்த்ரா. ஸ்வரூப லக்ஷணம் அன்னமாட்ட, பிரம்மஸ்வரூபம் எப்படி. திவ்யோ ஹிய மூர்த்த புருஷா ச பாஹ்யாபியந்தரோ ஹியஜா அப்பிராணா அமனஹா சுப்ரா அக்ஷராத் பரத்பரா. திஸ் அக்ஷரம் பிரம்மா ஈஸ் ஒன், he is self evident in artham. Divyaha means self evident, formless, all pervading, worthless, mindless, breathingless. Such brahman apranaha na adana amanaha, no mind, All is free from, that akshara is free from. Then the third mantra tells, third mantra to ninth mantra, evolution starts. Etasmat jayate pranaha manaha sarva indriyani kham vayu jyoti apaha prithivi. Apa. All over this subtle sukshma prapancha has come into existence. Sukshma manaha and sukshma prana and sukshma subtle organs, sense organs, the space, the air, sukshma vayu, sukshma akasa, sukshma agni, sukshma jalam, and sukshma prithvi. All this has come into vishvasya dharini. The whole vishvam came from aksharam brahma. And fourth mantra tells how you have to visualize this vishvarupa, virat purusha. This virat purusha body, just as you like your body, this akshara purusha body is like this. The heaven is his head. Aksharam Brahma, and head is heaven. And eyes are sun and moon. Agnir Murtha Chakshushi Chandra Suryav Dishaha Shrotre. Ears are the directions. Vedaha, all these four Vedas are compared to our speech of the Virat Purusha. Speech of Virat Purusha is four Vedas. So, Vayuhu Pranaha, breathing. Namaku Prana Uyir Irukkira Madhe, the whole air is the breath of that Brahman. Air, no, the whole creation, Vayu Irukkiliya, air. The whole air is the Bhagavan's pranana. Hridayam Vishvasyena. Vishwam Asya. The whole Vishwam is his heart. the whole Vishwam means universe is the heart. In the Vishwathipal enirukka, kaath irukkiliya. And the kaath is avarukku pranam. And the pranam tha nama borrow vaangitam idhukulla. Beautiful explanation, see. Pradivyam. Sarva Bhutantaratma. Not only that, this Akshara Purusha is Sarva Bhuta Antaratma. Inside the every heart of every being. Then next mantra, fifth mantra. All people born from this only. Suryaha, Somaha, even sun, moon, the rain, all the trees, plant kingdom, and the human beings, other beings also, they are all born from this Aksharam Brahman. Sixth mantra tells, even from this Aksharam Brahma only, see, from this Aksharam Brahma only, all these five elements came. From five elements only, the rain has come. From the rain, this jiva, no, it comes to the plant kingdom, it goes into the Purusha body, and from Purusha body, it goes into the womb of the female body, and that again, that species will come out. See, the srishti is going on like that. Not only that, tasmat ruchaha sama yajumshi diksha. From that Aksharam Brahma only, this Rigveda, Yajurveda, Samaveda, Atharvana Veda has come. And all yajnas, rituals, all have come. And the years, seasons, months, weeks, days, and tithis, all date of births, all came from that only. So, sun and moon are shining in this whole creation because of that Brahman. Seventh mantra tells, other species, manushyaha, pashyavaha, the birds, all this have come into existence, அண்ட் த கிரெயின்ஸ் ஆல்சோ கேம் ஃப்ரம் தட் பிரம்மன் ஓன்லி. ஸோ அன்னபூர்ணே சதாபூர்ணே, நவ் யூ நோ வை வ்ரீஹி அவௌ தபஸ்ய, ஈவன் தபஸ் ஆஸ்டிரிட்டி இஸ் நத்திங் பட் தட் பிரம்மன் ஓன்லி. ஸ்ரத்தா சத்யம் பிரம்மச்சரியம் ஆல் தே கம் ஃப்ரம் அக்ஷராத், ஃப்ரம் பிரம்மா. ஈவன் தட் கர்ம ஆச்சரண விதானம், த ப்ரொசீஜர் ஆஃப் பர்ஃபார்மிங் த ரிச்சுவல் ஆல்சோ கிரேம் ஃப்ரம் தட் அக்ஷரமுன். இங்கே என்னதான் மிச்சம் இருக்குன்னு ஒன்றும் இல்லை, எல்லாமே பகவான் தான் அர்த்தம். நெக்ஸ்ட் 8th மந்திரா டெல்ஸ், சப்த பிராணாக பிரபவந்தி தஸ்மாத் ஃப்ரம் தட் அக்ஷரம் ஓன்லி. தீஸ் சப்த பிராணாக மீன்ஸ் 2 ears, 2 nostrils, 2 eyes அண்ட் 1 tongue போதும். ஓகே, ஆல் இஸ் 7 சப்த, தே ஆர் கால்ட் பிராணாக ஹியர். சப் பிராணாக, இட் இஸ் லைக் ஏ ஹோமம், சப்தார்த்தி தஸ்மாத் சமிதா சப்த ஹோமாக. தீஸ் 7 ஹோம குண்டாஸ் டேக் தட் எக்ஸ்டர்னல் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் அண்ட் புட் இன் டு த ஹோம குண்டா இன்சைட். சப்த இமே லோகாக ஹேஷு சரந்தி, ஆல் த லோகாஸ் இன்னர் லோகாஸ் ஆர் தேர், அவுட்டர் லோகாஸ் ஆர் தேர். ஸோ பிராணாக குஹாசயா நிஹிதாக, இட்ஸ் டெல்ஸ் ஆல் தீஸ் 7 லோகாஸ் பார்ன் அவுட் ஆஃப் ஃப்ரம் தீஸ் 7 சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான்ஸ். ஃப்ரம் ஈச் ஒன் வி ஹவ் மேட் இட் 2, தட் கவுண்ட். ஸோ 7, ஸோ 7 என்ன தெரியறது இல்லையோ. From this Aksharam Brahman only, even the ocean has come into existence. The 9th mantra says, Ataha, Ataha means from this Brahman. Sapta samudraha girayascha sarve. Mountains. Now why you have to do namaskara to mountain, understand? To the ocean, from Aksharam Brahman only they have come. And all the rivers also. சந்தந்தே சிந்தவஹா மீன்ஸ் ரிவர்ஸ். ஸோ டச் பிரம்மன், ஆல் திஸ் ருச்சிஸ் ஆல்சோ, த டேஸ்ட் ஆல்சோ கேம் ஃப்ரம் பிரம்மன். ஷட் ருச்சிஸ் ஆல் ஃப்ரம் அக்ஷரம் பிரம்மா ஓன்லி. ஃபைனலி டெல்ஸ், ஏனைஷ பூதைஹி திஷ்டதேஹி அந்தராத்மா. And the same mantra, 9th mantra, last line, this rasaha, the essence, this akshara, is pervaded by all these beings. They are all, beings are all in aksharam. So aksharam in every being, like otaprotam, intertwined. Antaratma, now you can call as antaratma, who is inherent. So therefore, 10th mantra tells, Purushaha evedam vishvam karma tapaha brahma paramritam. This mantra tells, this is another very very important mantra. Jiva brahma aikyam here, Mahavakya mantra. Finally, Guru tells, oh my dear Shishya, hey Shaunaka, understand this Brahman aksharam from whom everything has come. That Aksharam Brahma is in your heart itself, not only in your heart, you are that Brahman, he tells. Saha avidya grandhim vikratiha somya yaha veda nihitam guhayam etad, who is that Aksharam Brahma, who is in the heart, whoever knows that, that person is free from all ignorance. Any type of ignorance, he can come out. So with this, second chapter, first section over. Now second chapter, second section. This section talks about that Aksharam Brahma, how to know this Aksharam Brahma? Guru has completed. What? Aksharam Brahma only has become everything. Whoever knows that Akshara Brahma is within their heart, they will be free from ignorance. Then next question, how to know Swamini, how to know this Brahman? And Upanishad, again Angiras tells the techniques. Avisannihitam guhacharan nama. Kampada lakshyartha, he tells. In this mantra, in every being's heart, it is available. How it is available? By knowing the sounds, by listening the sounds, in the form of listening sounds, and it is illuminator, as the illuminator of every object. All these birds and beings are all residing in that Brahman. But it is not available for ordinary intellect. This Vijnanam, this Brahma Jnanam is not available for ordinary intellect. Then another second mantra tells, Mahavakya mantra, Yadarchimat, Yadanubhyonicha, which is very very subtle. Etad aksharam brahma. See, underline that. Etad aksharam brahma. This aksharam is Brahman. Second mantra, third line. Tadetat satyam tadamrutam tad vedhavyam somya vidhi. You have to keep that Brahman as the target. Vedhavyam means you have to hit. You have to hit in ardham. Vedhavyam. Second mantra. You have to keep your mind. Focus your mind on that Parabrahman, Akshara Brahman, who is subtle, what is supreme. Now exact technique begins here, the Upaya. Dhanur Grihitva Aupanishadam Mahastram. Just as you hit the target, what do you take? Bow and arrow you take. Here don't take ordinary bow and arrow. Upanishad Shastra bow you have to take. Mahastram, that is Mahastram. Aupanishadam Danuhu Grihitva Sharam Jivatma. The arrow is your own mind. Focused mind, concentrated mind, contemplated mind, Sandadhitan. Ayamya Taddhava Gatena Chetas. Ayamya means you have to pull this. Eppadi pandra arrow vechittu, you pull that rope, no? Like that, you have to focus your mind on that target. Laksham, what? Laksham. Tadeva aksharam. Ange inga pokudadu manasu. Konja naal shastram padichittu thirupi pinnadi pokudadu. Until I get that akshara jnanam, I will not leave. So, laksham tadeva aksharam somya vidhi. Hey somya, hey shaunaka, vidhi, you should know that arrow must be sharpened. A dull intellect, dull mind cannot know this. A sharp intellect only can know this. So, what is pranavaha, dhanuhu, sharaha, atma? That shastra, upanishadam means what shastram? Upanishad saram only, omkara, pranavaha. Brahmaha is the laksham. Apramattena vedhavyam. Very careful, otherwise you will get hurt. If you don't know how to hit, how to know, use that bow and arrow, you will get hurt. That's why don't get any misconceptions. Don't go into any wrong direction. You have to keep your mind only to this shastra. Proper study is important. அதுதான் அப்பிரமத்தேன ஜாகிரத்தையா இரு. ஷரவத் தன்மயோ பவேத், தன்மயம் ஆகணும். இந்த ஷூட்டிங் பண்ணவங்களுக்கெல்லாம் எவ்வளோ கான்சன்ட்ரேஷன் இருக்கும் நமக்கு இருக்க? அது ஆர்டினரி ஷூட்டிங்குக்கே அவ்வளோ இருக்கணும்ன்னா பிரம்மன் தெரிஞ்சதுக்கு எவ்வளோ இருக்கணும்? அலர்ட்டாக இருக்கணும், விஜிலண்ட்டாக இருக்கணும். நமக்கு அங்கே வலி இங்கே வலி அதுலேருந்து என்ன அப்புறமத்தம் இல்லை இல்லைன்னு அர்த்தம். தென் மகாவாக்கிய மந்த்ரா, ஃபிஃப்த் மந்த்ரா பிகின்ஸ். திஸ் எஸ்மின் தௌ பிருத்திவீச்ச அந்தரிக்ஷம் தமேவேகம் ஜானத ஆத்மானம். ஸோ தட் வாட் யூ ஆர் கோயிங் டு ஹிட் தட் அக்ஷரம் பிரம்மா, டோன்ட் டேக் இட் லிட்ரலி. தட் அக்ஷரம் பிரம்மா ஒன்ஸ் யூ டூ உபாசன, தட் மெடிடேஷன் காண்டெம்ப்ளேஷன், யூ நோ தட் ஈஸ் யூ யுவர் செல்ஃப். தட் பர்சன் வில் பிகம் அன்யா வாச்சோ விமுஞ்சதா, ஹி வில் நாட் டாக் மச். அஸ் த சைன் ஆஃப் எ ஜ்ஞானி, ரிமெம்பர். அப்படின்னு சொல்லி எல்லா சைலண்ட் பீப்புள் ஆர் நாட் ஜ்ஞானிஸ். ஓகே, திஸ் பர்சன் வில் நாட் பிளாப் அன்னெசரி, நெவர் டாக். அர்த்தம் அப்படி இருக்காமா? தென் நெக்ஸ்ட் சிக்ஸ்த் மந்த்ரா சேஸ், அராயவ ரத்னாபவ் சம்பதா எத்திர நாட்யா. ஜஸ்ட் ஆஸ் திஸ் wheel has a hub in the middle and the spokes come out, similarly from this aksharam brahma only all these pranas, sense organs, manas, everything come. Center point is aksharam brahma, the chariot wheel it is compared in this sixth mantra. Then all these other all are கர்மகாண்ட, டோன்ட் கோ இன்டு தெம், ஃபோக்கஸ் யுவர் மைண்ட் ஆன் அக்ஷரம் பிரம்மா. செவன்த் மந்திர டெல்ஸ் சர்வக்னஹ சர்வவித், பிரம்மபுரே திவ்யே யோமனி ஆத்மா பிரதிஷ்டிதா. ரிகக்னைசஸ் நாட் அவுட் சைடு, அங்கே இங்கே தேடுறதில்லை, அங்கே பிரம்மன் பரமாத்மா ஹியர் ஒன்லி. மனோமயா பிராண சரீர நேதா, it tells in that eighth mantra that param brahma is in manomaya kosha, it is available manomayaha, and takes this aksharam brahma, that sukshma shariram from this body linga deham sukshma shariram, and keeps into another body. What is the job of aksharam brahma? Manomayaha prana sharira neta pratishthitaha anne hridayam sannidhaya tad vijnanena paripashyanti dhiraha. Dhiraha paripashyanti, wise people knows this aksharam brahma alone in ignorant people. This aksharam brahma alone taking that sukshma shariram into another body. How the sukshma shariram travel otherwise? Sukshma shariram is jadam. It cannot travel. It travel because of aksharam brahma. And now, and it makes, takes that linga sarira and put into another body. Inga iru. Purinchakale illayo? You have not understood me. That aksharam brahma only does that. Adu theriyada avanukku. Who knows? This aksharam brahma only takes the subtle body and keeps in the another sura sariram. Wise person knows. Wise person knows, but ignorant person do not know. அது அந்த மந்திரத்தோட அர்த்தம். எயித் மந்திர, தத் விஜ்ஞானேன பரிபஷ்யந்தி தீராஹ ஆனந்த ரூபம் அமிர்தம் யத் விபாதி, இது ஆனந்த ஸ்வரூபம். And this தீராஹ, wise people, another important mantra, ninth mantra. வித்யதே ஹிருதய கிரந்தி, all doubts will be cleared. And he attains that self-evident, in the 10th mantra tells, who is self-evident illumination as it were. So, Nishkalam Brahma he attains. Where that sun cannot illumine, the moon cannot illumine, even the stars cannot illumine that Brahman. 11th mantra, very very important mantra. Na tatra suryo bhati na chandra tarakam. So, all these sun, moon are shining because of that aksharam. Who is that aksharam? I, the consciousness. So, with this, that second chapter over. Third chapter begins, Dva Suparna Sayuja Sakhaya. This is very important mantra. This section begins, here also there are 10 mantras. Akshara Purusha, to get that jnanam, again upaya has been given and sadhanas, qualifications have pointed out in this. This is a small bird. One bird sitting, two birds are sitting, one bird sitting on one branch, another bird is sitting on another branch. One bird is eating karma phalam and sukha dukha, it is exhausting. Another bird looking at this paramatma bird, looking at that bird, jivatma bird. This jivatma bird looks, if it looks, suppose, guru un paate, see that bird is very happy, why I am suffering? Then it recognizes this bird also stops eating karma phala, like that paramatma. Adi theriyadhu guru venume. That analogy has given nicely. And the second mantra also, very important mantra, the 10th chapter of Gita has been here. That talks about the Pratibimba Chaitanyam. Second mantra. Even though the Paramatma is on the same tree called body, that Paramatma is not attracted to anything. This Ajnani Jiva only is attracted to that. But by discrimination, if he understands, I also be like that Paramatma only, so recognizes his nature. The second mantra tells, Samane Vrikshe Purusho Nimajnaha. So, some mature people recognizes their Paramatma nature. And third mantra tells, Yada Pashya Pashyate Rukmavarnam. Benefit of this knowledge. Vidvan Punya Pape Vidhuya. He is free from Punya and Papa. And the fourth mantra tells, Vidvan Atmaratihi Atma Krida Kriyavan. Always enjoying in Atmaniev Atmana Tushtaha. PHS. Complete anartham. He is called Varishtaha. This is possible by these sadhanas has been given. Look into fifth mantra. Satyam, tapas, brahmacharyam and enquiry. Fifth mantra. Satyena, labhyas, tapasa, hesha, atma. Samyak jnanena, brahmacharyena. And the importance of satyam. Another important mantra. Sixth mantra. Satyameva jayate nandatam. Speaking truth is one of the main qualification to attain Brahman. This mantra tells. Then another benefit of this jnanam. Seventh mantra also tells. Brihachya tat divyam achintya rupam. It is very difficult to know, but it is so far for those ignorant people. It is so near to the wise people. This aksharam Brahma is far, far away from for ignorant people. That said in the seventh mantra, Pashyanti ihayeva nihitam guhayam. Wise people recognize. Eighth mantra. This Brahman, Ashram Brahma, cannot be known through na chakshusha, na vacha, any other karmas cannot be known, but jnana prasadena, by tranquil mind, calm mind, serene mind. So, dhyayamanaha, by contemplating, the person knows. Sukshma buddhi, that person only knows. Then the ninth mantra tells, by pure-minded people, after studying Shastra also, the pure mind is required. So this person get all this by upasakas, by karma kandins, what are all pleasures they are getting, everything this jnani gets. Yam yam lokam manasa samvibhati vishuddha sattvaha kamayate yamscha kaman tam tam lokam jayate tamscha kaman. Ellame varu. All pleasures, everything, health, wealth, everything comes to this jnani. Nalla irukke. Next one. Tritiya Mundake, Dritiya Khandaha, last section. This chapter has got Dhani. லாஸ்ட் செக்ஷன். Again has got 11 mantras. First mantra is also a very important mantra. Brahman nature tells Vishvam nihitam yati shubhram. And the second mantra tells these people are jnanis are free from all desires, therefore they won't take birth again. So, kama parityaga is the brahma sadhanam. Give up all binding desires. That is the only sadhana, best sadhana, renunciation. Nayamatma pravachanena labhyaha, another important mantra. By just talking, you will never get this brahma jnanam. By just listening, you don't get this brahma jnanam. But who is having intense desire for moksha and with all these qualifications, such person only gets a weak-minded person. Fourth mantra tells, Balahinena nalabhyaha. Tapasa, also it won't, he won't get. But a person get only by intense tyaga, sacrifice. The fifth mantra also tells, they are all kritakrityaha vitaragaha. They are free from raga dvesha. As long as I entertain raga dvesha, likes and dislikes, I am away from this jnanam. So I have to come out of my likes and dislikes. Then sixth mantra tells, these jnanis videha muktaha bhavanti. Sunischitarthaha, they are very happy. Sanyasa yogat, by renouncing everything, they are brahma lokeshu parantakale. At the time of leaving this body also, they identify themselves with aksharam brahma. Therefore, there is no rebirth. Where they, all these sense organs goes, where from they have come, they merge into that only. From Aksharam Brahma they have come, and the seventh mantra tells, Gata Kalaha Panchadashah Pratishtaha. They merge in them. Just as the rivers merge into the ocean, all these manas, pranam, all the sense organs, all these preceding devatas, they all merge into Aksharam Brahma. The effect will merge into the its own cause. That is, the cause is Aksharam Brahma. So that is the eighth mantra also tells the same thing. Nadyaha sendamanaha samudre. So their nama rupe vihaya. Just gives up nama rupa. So this is brahmaiva bhavati. In his family there is no abrahmavit, no ignorant person. All will become jnanis. Tarati shokam tarati papmanam. Phalam is free from shoka and papa. All doubts will go away. Ninth mantra over. So in the tenth mantra, the Upanishad again comes. Now teacher-student discussion over. Upanishad comes. And about this ritual, whoever performs this Mundaka ritual, they are eligible to study this Mundaka Upanishad. And they will get jnanam. Here, what is a Mundaka ritual for us? Sadhana Chatushtaya Sampatti. Get Sadhana Chatushtaya Sampatti. And attain jnanam. Tadetat satyam rishi angirasam purovachan. So this is the only truth. This is the truth. And all the student and the guru are showing their gratitude, thanks to that rishis. Namah parama rishibhyaha. So our namaskarams, salutations to those rishis who have given this teaching for us. Therefore, this Aksharam Brahma, Paravidya, Paravidya, Jnanam, that Paravidya is the culmination. Whoever knows that Paravidya, that is the purpose of human life. Paravidya means Aksharavidya. Aksharavidya means Brahma Vidya. Brahma Vidya means Atma Vidya. Atma Vidya means knowing about my own nature. Knowing my own nature to be free from dukkha, sorrow, free life. For that sake, I am studying Mundakopanishad, I have studied, and I am going to study Kenopanishad also. Now you know why Paravidya, knowing Aksharam, is as good as knowing everything. Shavanaka asked, Kasminnu bhagavo vijnate sarvam idam vijnatam bhavati. Akshara jnanena sarva jnanam praptihi. Katham? How? Because Aksharam alone is everything. The whole creation is Aksharam, and that my real nature is Aksharam. If I know the Aksharam, there is no second thing other than Aksharam. So better to know that infinite Aksharam Brahma. Knowing is not sufficient, owning up. That is important, not a becoming, being. I am that Brahman, that Nishtha should come. For that, let us continue the learning and teaching. With this, I conclude the summary of the Mundakopanishad. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om. Shri Guru Bhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.